Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Black Sea Grain Initiative is an agreement between Russia and Ukraine made with Turkey and the United Nations during the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. It allows for Ukraine to safely export its grain across the Black Sea despite Russia's military invasion. The initiative was set to expire last week, but the deadline has been extended to mid-July. Brian Irie, Senior Grain Merchandiser and Regional Manager at Crossroads Co-op, explains how this trade initiative impacts the U.S.
The impact is really far-reaching because the cheapest wheat in the world right now is out of Russia. It's also out of Ukraine. And when that cheap wheat to the world gets cut off, it puts pressure on other countries to supply the grain. And that's going to be, you know, Australia, probably some European countries at this point. U.S. wheat really hasn't been in the mix, although the markets react very, very quickly to any news, any gyrations in terms of what's going on with that.
In addition, Irie says fertilizer is another important factor in dealing with the Black Sea region.
They have the cheapest fertilizer in the world, but the SWIFT banking system, which is essentially the electronic banking system, is not available to them as a sanction over their invasion of Ukraine.
This means Russia cannot get insurance on the product or the ships that are transporting it, according to Irie.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.